Glory to Jesus Christ. The law of your mouth, O Lord, is more precious to me than 1,000 in gold and silver. It is a strange start to a homily this way. At first thought, this homily does not have any, it does not have any connection to today's gospel reading, which is the parable of the great dinner. This parable, we could only imagine that what this great dinner had to look like. In my mind, when I think of great dinner, it would look something like this. It would be a great mansion with good hospitality, good food and drinks, great entertainment, everything top-notch, everything planned to perfection. And I would not want to miss that great dinner. This man in the gospel who was hosting this great dinner was a merciful and just person. He accepted the excuses of his friends that gave him. He did not question it. He did not force them to come. He gave them the free will. He gave them free decision to choose. But he became angry because those who he thought were his friends, he did not even know them. And those invited friends will never taste a morsel of his dinner because they could not give him a little bit of time, of their time. This parable is not a revenge story, but a true story. Let's change this parable a little bit. Let's say that this man in this parable is Jesus Christ. Christ has thousands of mansions in this world. And all of you right now are sitting in one of them right now. This is the most beautiful, most precious building in the world. This house of God is the church. This church is also hospitable for anyone who is willing to live according to commandments that Christ gave us. When we are worthy, we receive food and drink, which is the true body and blood of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ. No food and no drink, no matter how expensive or good they are, will never come close to true food and true drink that we are offered. We are all invited. Christ invites us to this banquet. Not just every Sunday, not just every feast day, but every divine liturgy. And let me ask you this question, and you can ponder on it later on. Is weekly divine liturgy any different than feast day divine liturgy? And is any feast day divine liturgy any different than the liturgy that we are serving today, the Sunday's liturgy? No. There is no difference. We might commemorate different things or different saints during the divine liturgy, but it's really like changing a song in an album. It's the same album, just different song. So this makes me think, when we do not come all the time when there is a divine liturgy, or when there is an opportunity to get to know God's will better, then what is more precious than knowing and learning the commandments? What is more precious than knowing God's pleasing life? What is more precious than knowing that when we approach the Holy Chalice, that we are worthy to receive it, that we are worthy to receive the Eucharist? Do not despair. It is not easy to live according to God, to the commandments. If it were easy, everyone would do it. And this is the beautiful thing. When we really start to live a life according to God and do not look back to our life or our old life, beauty, simplicity, and yearning approaches. Desire to free ourselves, longing for deeper conversation with God, thirsting and learning for the language of God. The desires of old life and desires of a new life begin. We do not have to reinvent the wheel. We don't have to find something new that will attract thousands of people. Many of the new modern day age churches do this. They try to do something new. And after a while, they crumble. Those churches do not have what we have, and that is a backbone built on truth with our forefathers, saints, and martyrs. This church calendar that we have is filled with saints and martyrs who dedicated their life to Christ. They show us the way. We do not have to create something new. We just simply have to imitate their lives. Because if we imitate their life, what will happen? We will learn the law of God, which is the language of God. We will free ourselves from any worldly desires that keep us away from God, and the longing for God will become immeasurable. And the worldly things and desires that we thought were precious, we start to lose their value. Disclaimer: when we fully start to imitate life of a saint or a martyr, we too will become saints and martyrs in today's age, in today's modern age. Let go of the worldly things and desires. If we want to go to heaven, we need to know in what state our soul is. If our soul is in a bad shape, start today. Do not postpone your preparation for eternal life. Let go of the things that do not matter and keep you from the church. And if we think that our soul is in a good shape, then we have to start digging, and we will find things to fix. As St. Theophan the Recluse says, we can be counted as Christians and yet not be Christians at all. Remember, life in Christ is more precious than thousands of worldly yearnings and desires. Glory to Jesus Christ. Glory.